We are in the middle of Tosfos and Daf Chavov Amid Beis. Tosfos, the Vayil, is in the midst of asking kashas on Shitas Rashi. We had a Maisa here in the Gemara. The Gamliel and the Zakenim were boim besvine, and Rashi learns Pshat Rabban Gamliel had left his house, his field, his tfuah, without being mafresh maisres, maiserishin, maiseroni, and therefore on the svina he wanted to rectify what he had forgotten to do when he was the beisoy. So Rashi learns pshat, so he did two things. One thing, he said that I will measure later the amount for myself, so should now become myself. He holds yesh breire. So he's making myself the tvua which he will later be mafrish. And also, he was makne, this maisel, to Rabbi Yeshua, who was a Levi. He was makne the maisel rishon. He was makne the maisel oni to Rabbi Kiva, who was the gabe ani. And he was makne the mokim, and they rented the mokim tachas ha-maisel. They rented the mokim, which is tachas the maisa. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that we see from this that Hagav needs tziburim. The Gemara says no, the reason he rented that mokim is not to inconvenience them, that when they'll come back they should not be forced right away to take away the maisa, because they have their maisa on his property. Therefore he rented out this mokim for their convenience, but could be Mishum Kinyan Agav, it was not necessary to be Makne the Mokim that's Tachas the Maisa. Now we're in the middle of Taisvis, we're around the sixth line, I think. The sixth line, the middle of the sixth line. Va'oid kosher. Va'haloi loy osa klum. He didn't accomplish anything. Kivin shaloi oma sheyehei maisa. That means, that's the Rosh Hashanah's Girsa. The Tosfos is asking, he never said, he said a very vague lashon, which is not sufficient to make it maisa. Iso sha'ani osid lomoid, the maisa, which I will later measure out, I'm giving to Rabbi Yeshua. He never said the proper lashon. He should have said, ma sha'ani osid lomoid yehei maisa. So I'm making now maisa, the tvuah, which I will later measure. So that's I made it maisa. And then, in v'zeyi anosun l'Rabbi Yeshua. But he never said that it should be maisa. So that means he need a kriyashem. There never was a true kriyashem. Ba'oit hoyoloi l'foresh kamo maisa. He should explain how much maisa he's giving. He should explain how much maisa he's giving. Ki ahid alekech yain mibein akusim. The Omar, there also we had such a thing that a person purchased wine, and it was right before Shabbos. So he also made a similar afroshe, which worked with breire. Shnei lugim shani osid lahafri should be trume, and then asore maiserishin tisha maisersheni. Toma asore maiserishin tisha maisersheni, then you had 90 left, and So now it's a tenth of 90. So there it specifies how much he's making for Maisa Rishon, how many Lugin will be Maisa Sheni. Here he doesn't specify at all what he's making. I mean, if this is similar to the Gemara before, that we learned that he's being mafrish now, he's kairishem now, what he'll be mevara later, so the Gemara should have said what he's making, how much he's making. So that's what the Rishash says, over there, he knew what he's making. That means he knew how much wine he purchased. So he knew exactly how much will be Maisa Rishon, how much will be Maisa Sheni. So therefore he said, 10 Lugin will be Maisa Rishon, 9 Lugin will be Maisa Sheni. Here he didn't know the amount of Tvua that's left there. He didn't know Bechlal, let me boy, if, he didn't know how much he left without knowing the exact amount of Tvua. So he couldn't say, X amount, 10 saw should be my solution, 9 saw should be my, he doesn't know how much tvua he has there. So he said all that he could say. He said, later I'm gonna come home, so then I'll find out how much tvua was left over altogether then. So, Masha and Yosid Lomud, so then I'll be Mevara, that I'm making Maisa. What amount that it will find out the amount. I don't know at the present time what the amount is. Void kosher, the Beseifa Toni, the Seifa it says, Omar Rabbi Yeshua. We don't have this. The Gemara did not bring that. Our Gemara just says that Rabbi Gamliel was now Kair Hashem for Maisa Rishon, and he was Maknet to Rabbi Yeshua. So in the Seifa it says, Omar Rabbi Yeshua. Trumas Maiser Shani Oselom, but now Rabbi Yeshua acquired X amount of Tvue for Maiser Rishon. So Rabbi Yeshua on the ship was Mafresh Trumas Maiser. Trumas Maiser Shani Oselom, Nosun Labalosa Ben Azaye Shahayakai. See, already was Mafresh. He already was mafresh the trumas maisa on the ship. Yeshua said also the same thing: a mafresh na trumas maisa, which is the trumas maisa. Mashani osid lomet. I mean, I will not come there, so then I'll see which is the maisa, and then I'll be mafresh trumas maisa. So that what I'll be mafresh then is now trume. I'm making this now trume. And I'm giving it to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Show your coin. So Tosfos asks, Lama hutzrach lozeh? Why did Rabbi Yeshua have to be mafrish trumas meiser now? V'loi loi hoyo loi lira sheme yoichlu b'nei beisoi mimenu. He had nothing to be afraid of. His family, which were Levium, will not eat from this meiser. The tvua was bebeis Ram Gamliel. Loi hoyu yoidim shenosnu loy. His family was unaware of this whole nesinus maisa that occurred in the ship. So what is he worried about? So the Rishash is mavair as follows. That means we have, the Tosis had explained before, Rabbi Gamliel was afraid, according to Rashi, Rabbi Gamliel was afraid that his family might start eating the tvua. It's tevel, which is a pachad noire, but there was a lot of tvua there. So he knew that when he'll come back, there'll still be tvua left over, that he could then make maisa. So he said, I'm now making maisa, the tvua that's left over, which I'll then decide which tvua it is. So therefore, by doing this, he accomplished that it's not tevel anymore. That became now maisa. Became, which one became maisa? The one I'll be mafrish later. And if you hold yesh breira, that's sufficient. Let's be megashim. He was mafrish later, tensor, in the northern side of the Goyren. That's what he was mafrish later. So it now became Mais Arishin, Tensor, which is in the northern side of the Goyren. So they're eating, they have no problem, they're eating Chulin. Now this Tensor, which is in the northern side of the Goyren, which when he comes back will be given to Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua said, again, that this Maisa, which I just now acquired, so I'm mafresh, a tenth of that, which I'll be mafresh then, I'm now mafresh it to for Trumas Meiser, and he's magnet already to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a kohen. This was all done on the ship. So Tosfos asks, why was this necessary? That means this tensor, which is in the northern side of the Goyen, will never be eaten. The Bnei Rabbi Gamliel, that was the whole Cheshmashani Osid Lomit. He didn't specify what he's making Maisa. He said Shani Osid Lomit. We just said for practical purposes, the Maisa is going to be that which is in the northern side, because they'll never come to eat it. But Al Koponim, no one will ever eat this. The family of Rabbi Yeshua will not come to Rabbi Gamliel to take these tensor of Maisa, because they don't know about the whole thing. So why was it necessary for Rabbi Yeshua to be mafrish now Trumas Maisa by remote control with Breire? He has time to do this later. That's Tosfos Kashya. Shrei atvu oise be beis Ram Gamliel ve hoye yoidem shanos like bishleim Ram Gamliel had to do what he had to do in order to be matzel his b'nei bayis from eating tevel. But he did that already. The meiser is mufrish, so mamel it's not tevel anymore. So now, why did Rabbi Yeshua have to be mafrish trumis meiser? Vo'oid kosher. Another kasha, kivin shaloi kava mokeim litzvoinoi oiledroimoi. He never specified where this meiser is. Ma'ahoyil v'afroshosos, what did he accomplish? We don't know where it is. Tosanya b'teisefte meiser sheni shebechefet zeh. The meiser sheni, which is in this chefetz, mechulol al iser zeh. He wants to be mechalal the Maisa Shaini. Wants to be mechalal the Maisa Shaini on this money. But he never said where there's Maisa Shaini in this chayfetz. He doesn't say where it is. He was never Keveya Mokim. He didn't say, I'm being Keveya Mokim, the Maisa Sheni should be in the north side. He didn't say that the Maisa Sheni, which is in this Chayfetz, should become Bechulul and Mois Maisa Sheni. That's not called a Kriya Shem. You want to make Maisa Sheni, you have to specify what you're making Maisa Sheni. Not saying the Maisa Sheni, which is in this Chayfetz. Loi kora loi shem, that's not called a kriya shem, at sheyikva loi mokim. You have to specify what you're making maisa sheni. And then you can be mechalalit. Letzvoinoi, eledroimoi. U maisi alo, and the tesefta brings a maisa, ahi uvde. There was a maisa, Rab Shimon Gamliel, Rab Yeshua, Rab Yossi, shenis alcho eitzel balabayis. They once were oichim by a balabos. Omru, so they said, before we'll eat from him, Nira, let us see, Heich Maisa Balabayas Hazer Peroisa. Let's see how he's Matlish Maisas. Let's see, he wasn't Amoritz, he was Elachid, he was Matlish Maisas. Hazer Vahoya Oimer. So they watched him, they observed him. He said, you want to see me? I'm Afrish, I'm a pro. Vahoya Oimer, he said, Peris Shebekli Zeh. The Maisa Sheni, which is in this Kli, Yimachulolim al Moy Shabidluskime. And I have money in a wallet, a satchel. So the Maisa Sheni, which is in this Kli, should be Mechulol and the money I have in the satchel. Amru lai, so they told him, say ve'achil mo'isecha. The money you could eat. The nothing ever happened with the money. It never was nitvas kedushas ma'isa shayni. He scout the way you did it, nothing happened. So let me tell you something. He scout a mois. You gained money. You thought you couldn't use this money. You have to take it to Yerushalayim. All this money you can use wherever you want. Be badita nefoshes, but nebuch hidden only people nebuch you wiped away, you killed. It was devil the whole time. He bat on the forces. He never were mafresh meiser shein. He never machalo with his gonish mit gonish. So my mele. So kozman yinat keveya mokem. So it never was chal meiser shein. So the Ritva says, if I'm for Rashi, and I'm saying could be the Rishash also says this, that there's a tremendous difference. Here he said, Klo, I'm making Maisa Shani. He said, specify. I'm making Maisa Shani Mashani Osid Lomoid. He specified Klo. Not the Maisa Shani that's here. He couldn't say a mocking because he didn't know what his family was going to eat. So he said, but I'll be mafresh later when I come home. That is now Maisa Shani. So he specified Klo what he's making Maisa Shani. So there's Zichra Akviyas Mokim, and so this is a Gewaldike Kriya Shem. So this Kasha is not too gefellig. Al Kaponim, Toisvis did not at all like Rashi's Pshat. V'omar Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam said a whole different Pshat. Sheshas Habir Hoya. We're speaking about, it was the Shah Sabir, the Shon HaShlishis, you have to be Mavaya, you have to get rid of the Mises, they have to be given to the people who are supposed to accept them. So Yitzorich Levaya Maisroisov Mitoich Beisoy, he had to be Mavaya the Maisris, Velitnam Lebalei, and give it to the Balaam. There was a Shah Sabir. And I just like to, we'll see later in Taisvis, I just like to mention one vote, that Taisvis is a Taisvis in Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalet. That says, Amor de Kezach. There are, the Gemara says there's a love of Baal Ta'acha. You're not allowed to keep Maisa. You have to give it, the Regal Rishon Yoiv Anessa, Fira Golem Yoiv Alav. So the din is, you have to, you can't keep Maisa, you have to give it to the Levim, to the Tumah, to the Kahana. And then there's a din of Bir Maisa. That means by the third year, you have to get rid of it. You have to give it to the... So this whole din of Bir Maisa, speaking about a Shegetz who was not Mekayim, I mean, there's a Baal Ta'acha. I mean, we're talking about Elach Eden. As soon as you're mafresh, Meiser, the regal Rishon, there's a mitzvah sesa. You have to give it to the correct Balaam. After 3 years gone, there's a lav. So, in 3 years past, this person, he was Ivan Baal Ta'acha, and thus, now the Torah says, no, there's a mitzvah beer yet. I mean, what's happening? So, Taisa says, Abaradikabal. So, Taisa says, the lav of Baal Ta'acha is, if you were mafresh Meiser, that means I had tevel. I was mafresh maisa, so now, oh, you're mafresh maisa, so there's a lava baltache, there's an esse, so you have to give it to the correct bailam. What if I had tevel? I wasn't mafresh maisa yet, I have abundance of tvua. I don't need this yet. I don't be mafresh. So he wasn't mafresh maisa, there's no baltache. I should give away, there's no maisa, there's nothing. So there's no lava baltache. It comes the third year, so now this, now the Torah says, Rabid, now you have to be mafresh maisa, als mitzvahs bia. Now you have to be mafresh maisa and give it to the Levi. Till now, there was no problem, there's no Baal Ta'acha, there's nothing, you weren't mafresh. But now by the third year, in order to be mekai mitzvahs bia, you have to be mafresh the maisa and give it to the correct Baal. So we will see soon, that was what had happened. That means this tvuah, what Rabbi Gamliel was talking about, that was that was that was put away in the storage house. There was a big sign on the door, don't eat it, not to be used, nothing was taken. They were eating the other tvur from previous years, and this, nothing was done with this tvur, and the mele, but there was no kilkulum over here. This was a big sign on the door, tevel, don't enter. Fine. But now they got stuck on the ship, and there was the shnas abir already. So now he had problems. Now there's no taina of a chavar. The whole taina of a chavar is because people think he was misakin. There was no problem over here. There's a big sign on the door, tevel, don't enter. So there's no problem over here. But now he got stuck on the ship, and it's shas abir. Now he has to be mafresh maisa. And he has to give it to the Levim, and thus, that's what we're speaking about. Now we'll see exactly how Tosfos takes care of this, to explain this Maisa with Ram Gamliel. V'amar Rabbeinu Tam, she'shah sabir hoya, she'yitzoyach levayim ha'isreis of mitoich beisa. He had to get rid of the Maisa. He can't keep it. He has to give it to the Kevek Bailim. Velitnam Labalay, Vekhaimash Mebetesefta the Mesechtis Maisa Shane. As I say says from the Tesefta, Diktoni Keitzad Mitzvas Bio, Noisnin Trume Trumas Maisa Lakoy, Maisa Rishin Lalevi, Maisa Shane, Maisa Rani Loni, Umisbarin Bechol Mokim, and wherever it is, you get rid of it. Rab Shimenoi Mehabikurim Noistim Lakoy in Ketrume. Fine. So that's Mitzvas Bio. Fine. Uktani Basar Hochi, then afterwards it says, Mishay Peraisav Tziburim Baruchai Kimimen, what if a person is Peris, are far away from him, Tzachlikus Lam Shem, he has to be Kairish Shem and then take care of it. Oh, Maise Beram Gamliel is Kainim Shay Boim Bisfinem. So we see Klaw from the Tesefdim, that this maise is this is speaking about mitzvahs bir. It's speaking about mitzvahs bir. Misha hoyu peroisim tzibur machoikim. Tzach likas lam shem. U maise baram gamlilus kainim. That brings down this maise. U kriya shem da'osam hainu shem bailam. You have to now decide who you're giving it to. She yivaru habayrim lemi yitnum. Da hainu bir. Avoloi hoya choishis loy likvoya mokim loy lahaskil schum. Shahoya yedea bavadish loy yoichlman b'nei beisoi. That's all these problems that Rashi said, that he was afraid they might come and eat it, and he's a chover, and they said he's a chover, so how did he do it? How did this happen? There's no problem. Bavada, he was shoyedeh, bavadish lo yoichlam and b'nei beisa, shikvar his hiram before he left, he warned them shalo yoichlam. Ki lo yhoya mesukin. It wasn't mesukin. So memele, so it wasn't mesukin. So when he left, again, he told them, don't you touch this tvur, it's not mesukin. He left, finished. So the Marsha explained, So he left Tevel, Gomel, there's no Choshes. So now we also have Akasha, what's with the Afrosha? When did he make the Afrosha? So it's very good, so there's a Marsha here, but let's just elaborate. So we had mentioned before, Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah, when it comes Shas Abir, there's a Chiv to be Mafrish, and there's a chiyuv to give it. Alts mitzvahs bir, not alts. So lemaise the Marsha says, which our Gemara does not speak about at all. I mean, Thaisus did not like at all this nusach over here. Shani Yosid Lomait, he didn't explain how much he's giving, he didn't explain where it is, he didn't say it should be maisa. They said the way Rashi was learning, our Gemara speaking about that he's making now the hafroshe in order to be matzal b'nei beise from tevel. So they said, if he's making now the hafroshe, they said a multitude of kashas and rashi, this is not a proper hafroshe. There's a whole bunch of things wrong. So Tosfos said, that the Gemara is not speaking about the hafrosha he made. We're not talking about that. There was no problems about the Bnei Bayis. The Ika problem was here, as mitzvah's beer. So Memele, this mice is recorded to tell us how he made mitzvah's beer. So Tamasha, between you and me, before he made, in order to be Mekai mitzvah's beer, he had to make a hafrosha. But the mice isn't talking about that. He made a hafrosha, geherig hafrosha, he said. The tenso, which is in the northern side of the Goyren, should be maiserish, which it doesn't talk about this at all. We're not talking about that. Because we're talking about mitzvah's beer. So, but that was the ultimate reason why he did this. So now he said, that what on the osed lomoy, I'm giving it now to Rabbi Yeshua. So this Beraisa is only speaking about the purpose of this whole Indian was to be Mekai Mitzvah's beer. So the Beraisa is speaking about the second half of the story. That means after he said a good lotion, we're not interested in how he was mafresh. We're talking about Mitzvah's beer over here. He made a geherig hafrosha, and he said all things that have to be said. It should be my son. It was gevei amokim. He said how much, everything that's. Well, he said now, but that's on the osed lomoid, which I made a minute ago, my sarishin, I'm being maknet to Rabbi Yeshua, my saroni, I'm being maknet to Rabbi Kiva. So this was all done to be mekai mitzvah's beer. Fine. The imtaima. Fractoisvis, Lomo Aine Masker Trume Gdoila, Bahi Maise Daram Gamliel. Now, why, what's with Trume Gdoila? The way we're saying Pshat, he left the house without doing anything. Fine. And then there's no Shash Kilko, there's a big sign on the door, Tevel, don't enter. But now, it came the Shnas Abir, the ship is delayed, he has to take care of this, so, now, so mitzvah's beer, so what's with Trume? Why didn't he take care of Trume? V'yesh meforshim. So others say, mishum dechita achas peiteres esakri minatoyre. Minatoyre, with one chita yimekai mitzvah's Trume. V'shemo hifrisho koidem sheyeitze mi beisoy. Maybe that he was mafrish, that means the other things. Meiser Rishin, Meiser Sheini, and the real shear of Trume, which is a 40th, a 50th, a 60th, or this three shear, a Beinini, a Nayin Yofa, a Nayin Ro. I mean, he didn't have time to measure all these things. He didn't have time to measure the Meiser. So that is why he didn't take care of everything properly. He was in a hurry, he had to make the ship, he had to make the boat. But al kaponim, but he took one chita, nu min atoyre chita achas peiteres esakri. Mi atoyre, v'shem eifrisha koidem sheyotza mi beisai, so is mafrish koidem sheyotza mi beisai, kdei lotza is yidei isure di araise, to be yoitze de isur di araise, yeah. V'nosno l'koy. He gave this to koy. V'loy nehire, v'chi loy hoya, loy ram gamliel lochosh li sura da rabona. What's this a da rabona? Why is chayish a da reis? What's what this a da rabona? Now, I'd like to say two things. The lotion of Taisviz is very, very schwer. Taisus just tells us, let's see before what Taisus asks, the Yesh Mefoshim. We have a problem over here. We have a whole, we're talking about Rabbi Gamliel, who wants to be Mekayim Mitzvah's beer, and so what's with Trume? So Taisus says, well, that he took care of before he left. This Chitachas, he was Mafrish Achite, Lotzais Yidei Isure Di Eraise. The Loshin is very modern. I want to be yoitze the iser deraise. We don't. We usually yoitze mitzvahs, not yoitze isurim. That's the isurim as metzien as adam in oilam. I yoitze yedei isurim deraise. It's a very modern loshen. And if we'll accept the loshen face value, he wanted Al Kaponim, he took care of the deraisis. We'll say whatever it is. He took care of the deraisis. In fact, Rav Moshe, what did he take care of? It's tevel. He wasn't mafresh ma'aser rishon. Wasn't mafresh ma'aser sheni. This thing is tevel. So what did he take care of? What is so that he take care of? As if Rav Moshe doesn't. What's pshat in these places? No, I should have done it. But the whole pshat in Tosfos is very shver. So lulei the mistafine, I would like to say perhaps this word isura deraisa we have to learn with a grain of salt. It's not isura deraisa, it's chiyuva deraisa. Number one, chiyuva deraisa. He wanted to be yotze the chiyuv deraisa, and I'd like to give two more hakdamas. There is a taz in Yeredeya. Zamir dike debatable tas, aber kevege is chaylik on the tas, aber there's a tas. The tas says there's a difference between shchitas boso and afroshes trume. He says shchitas boso is pshat, there's no mitzvah to shechta behime. If you want to eat meat, the only way you could eat meat is you have to shech the behemoth. But there's no mitzvah. That means, if you want to eat, no, that's the only way you can eat. So therefore, the Taz says, the brocha ala shchita is not a birchas ha-mitzvah. Because there's no mitzvah to shech the behemoth. That's, you're only allowed to eat if you shech, but there's no mitzvah to shech. So the brocha shekichonu b'mitzvoysa b'tzivon ala shchita is not a birchas ha-mitzvah, it's a birchas ha-idom. So I'm thanking the Moshe, when I eat a behema, I eat a geshachna behema. Abba, it's not a bichas ha-mitzvahs. By trume, zog te taz ha-moyer de kechidush. The mitzvah of afroshes trume is not only, well, if you want to eat tvue, so then you have to be mafresh trume. No. I feel like I don't want to eat, I'm not interested in eating it, I won't eat it. There's a mitzvah to be mafresh trume. So therefore, the bracha l'hafrish trume, that's a biches ha-mitzvah. And that he says a whole shtick to him. Rabbi Kivege asks on the Taz, who says, but al kaponim, let's not get into that machloikes. The Taz says, al kaponim, there's a mitzvah to be mafrish trume. So that means as follows. That means that I feel I have no intentions to eat it, but there's a mitzvah. It's my, so that means like this. I have tvua, Rabbi, there's a mitzvah on you to be mafresh trume. I won't eat it. That's irrelevant. There's a mitzvah to be mafresh trume. Yesod number one. Yesod number two, there's a meiridike truma sadashin that says as follows. The Tumas Hadashin was asked a shayla, what happens if a person sees a labona in the middle of the week? And Shrimi Mekadosh to labona then, or wait till Meitzoy Shabbos. Meitzoy Shabbos, it's a more mehudah de kekiddush labona. You're wearing big day Shabbos. You have to know, it's Mekabel Pnei Shchina. We say that in the Dach. I mean, it's so Mekabel Pnei Shchina, one should wear Mehudadike Begodim for Kabbalah's Pnei Shchina. Meitzoy Shabbos is a most appropriate time. I see the Lavona now. I'm wearing my weekday clothing. Shami Mekadosh the Lavona, yes or no? Zuk the Tumas Hadashin as follows. If we can assume that you'll be able to be Mekadosh the Lavona Meitzoy Shabbos, you'll be able to be Mekadosh the Lavona and a more Mehudadika even. Wait till Meitzoy Shabbos, and we're talking about, and if you're not, so you still have a lot of time afterwards, so it's worth the gamble. Wait till Meitzoy Shabbos, and then if it's cloudy, so you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you have a whole, that means it's worthwhile to be Matche the Mitzvah in order to do it in a more Mehudadika even. But if, let's say, Meitzoy Shabbos is the last day that, or I only have 2 days left, to be Mekadosh the Lavone, and now you have a Lavone, and then what's going to be Meitzoy Shabbos, who knows? And if it won't be Meitzoy Shabbos, I'll miss Kiddush Lavone. forget about all hidurim. You're wearing your dungarees now, your work clothes. Listen, now's the Lavona. Chaparein the Lavona. Pimekadish the Lavona. So that means we have guidelines. There's hidurim, which is zicher a cheshbin, zicher a kovid in the siyas a mitzvah. But these, you have to take into consideration the tzodim, the chances of what can occur. If you'll zicher be mekadish the Lavona, I can assume then be mekadish behida. If you won't be mekadish the Lavona, chaparai now. Kadra Moshe says the same Ryan, Rashi says in Parshas Bolok, Choytven as HaMitzvahs, that when you wake up in the morning, that they're like, they chap mitzvah tzitzis, mitzvah krishme. So, Sarah Moshe says, they chap tzitzis, they chap krishme, I mean, it's a chapinish, that's a mile of Klal Yisrael. He says, it was speaking about a person, now he can learn Krishna. What's gonna be, he's on a derech. He doesn't know what's gonna be later. Maybe later he'll be more, roy to learn Krishna, but he doesn't know what's gonna be later. He chaps now. That's the proper thing to do. Chaparai the mitzvah, you know you have a mitzvah, do it now. Okay, so could be, this is pshat the yesh mefoshim. Ram Gamliel was going on a ship. Now, we hear that the Gemara says in Gittin, we hear the Yaitse B'Shayore, or B'Shayore, V'Yom, this was a Sakone. The ships in those days was a Sakone. Every Yamim you make Bichas HaGoymol. In a matzav of Sakone, that's for sure. Gamliel had to go on the ship, Fartig. He didn't know, will he come back? Won't he come back? He doesn't know. I mean, he has, now according to the Taz, he has Truah now. And according to, there's a mitzvah amita be mafresh Truah. There's a mitzvah mafresh Truah. I don't have time now to be mafresh a geherige Truah. Yet this takes time to measure a 50th, a 40th, a 60th. I don't have time now. They're waiting for me. I'll miss the boat. But I could chaparein a mitzvah d'yereise. I'll take a chitachas, peiteres a sakri, I'll be mekayim the mitzvah of Oshas Trumah, I'll kaponim. This is the best I can do now, I'll do this now. That is pshat in the yesh mefoshim. That's in the yesh mefoshim, shum the chitachas, peiteres a sakri min ha-toyre, v'shemo hifrisho koidim sheyotza mi beisoy, so this he did right away, Kidei Lotza is Yidei Chiyuva Diyaraisa. I think Chiyuva is much, the Taz says it's a Chiyuv Min HaTorah to be Mafresh Truma, Venos No Lakoyim. This is what I do, I can do. I can't do the other things. But, so he wanted to do. And Taz says, Ulai Nehire, V'choi Hoye Loi Ram Gemli Yolochish, L'Chiyuva Da Rabona. So it could be that's not so gefella. Chiyuva Da Rabona, you need time for that, to start measuring a 40th, a dos. He didn't have time. So could be he wanted a, could be that pshat the yesh mefoshim. So abal kaponim, according to the yesh mefoshim, so we know now he wasn't worried about mitzvahs bir and trume because the trume took care of. The yesh mefoshim, the lahochi lahiskir trume gedayla. Others say pshat lafish ain chayebis bebir. But there's no chiyuv be at all by trumik, the same beseches bikurim. U'maisla beperik ha'ohu, yeish b'maisa sheni u'bebikurim, ma she'en kein betrumim. That is what the maisa sheni and bikurim has, what truma does not have. V'choshev bio. Bio is one of the things that is non-existent by trumim, and is existent by maisa sheni, bikurim, mashmim. The truma loy mechayve bebir. That's how it would seem from this Mishnah. Avul koshe. Da kochach truma gdoy lechayve si bebir. Kediktoni bemas nisan de maise sheini shebei si leil. Keitzad mitzvahs bir. We learned on chavova med beis. Taisi botana tesefte. Keitzad mitzvahs bir. Naisin truma trumas maise lekoyim. That's mitzvahs bir. So that this is very schwer. Hamachayev si bebir, Balachalapoches midarabonan. I feel you'll say that this Mishnah says there's no chiyubiyah. Naiva Baraisa, this is a chiyubiyah. So it's a stira. So they're talking about midarabonan, midarabonan yechai, midarabonan. But it's zichar a chiyubiyah on Trume. The Gamba Mishnah is the Maisa Shaini, Mapak lo Mikro. The Gamba Satev Lelevi. The Rabbi is Trume, Trume is Maisa. So Memele, so the Zichar didn't be here. I saw what's Pshad in this Baraisa, in this Mishnah. Ben Lahakshis Mehide Yesh be Maisa Shaini be Bikur Mashain Kim be Trume. So what's that Pshad? The Mash me Trume ne Chayebes be Bia. Ishloime de Mairi Hosom Levaro Min Ha'olam. So this is a Mairi Dike Zach. Mitzvah's beer is that if you can, if it's the king, this man have beer, and you did not do what was mutal alecha, you have to get rid of it, period. The Mairi Hosom Levaro Min Ha'olam, Kshiki as man have beer. Kigoin Maiser Sheini Ubikurim. She evshel le'oichlam chutz l'Yerushalayim. The Bikurim of Maisa Sheini, he's 200 miles out of Yerushalayim, and it's the Shas Abir already, so he can't go to Yerushalayim now to eat the Maisa Sheini, or to give it a coin to eat the Bikurim. She evshel le'oichlam chutz l'Yerushalayim. Lekach tzoich levarim min ha'olam shkizi ezman abir. So here the halacha is, if the Zman Abir came, and you're 200 miles away from Yerushalayim, so you have to get rid of it. Finished. Avo trume, shenecheles b'chol mokim, yitzach levar min oilam, yitzach litno l'koyim. That's that yesh b'maishu sheni b'kurim, ha'shein kem b'trume, maishu sheni b'kurim, if the Shas Abir came, and you are unable to be in Yerushalayim now, so you burn it, you get rid of it. Because finished. It was a zman, should have taken care of it. You didn't take care of it. You have to get rid of it now. Trume, you don't have a problem. I'll give it a koyin. The felt kahanim. I'm far away from Yerushalayim. I can't get to Yerushalayim in enough time. But Trume, I'll give it a koyin. So that's from that Mishnah. Lachain tzorich. Levarom min oilum shigiz manabim laivim Yerushalayim. Aber tu mich in der Herz bekommen, kann ich sag, le war mir neu, lam, als auch lieb, alle koi. Eine Bier, shalom. So Al-Kaponim, Taisvi said, don't tell me a Teretz that there's no mitzvah beer by Trume. It's not true. The Zichra mitzvah beer by Trume also. That Mishnah means something else, that's beer mir neu, lam. Al-Kaponim. So we're back with our Kasha. Why didn't he take care of the beer of Trume? So we have Shloima, so Taisva says, the Vade Trume Hifrish Ba'oide Besodem. The Trume, he was Mafrish while he was still in the field, the Rigilo Su Lahafrish Begoyre. That when the Trume was the first thing they took care of, after they made the Goyre, and after the Gemara Malach, they took care of Trume. The Islam Lameima, we can assume Shehifrish Ba'it Hoysatfur Begoyrim Miyad Acha Miruch, after the Gemara Maloche, he was Mafrish Trume Kedomar Hosam. Chazoke Legoyrin Shaloiti Oke, Achifrishu Mimeno Trume Gedoyla. That means they will not be Oike the Goyrin, Achifrish Mene Trume Gedoyla. Bochinami Isa Birisham Seches Maestres, Motze Peres Siburim. This was Mustama, it's still this Shas HaGoyren, Asurim Mishum Gezel, Chayav Mishum Trume. Fuzorim, Atom Mishum Gezel, Patur Min HaTrume, Gdoyle Shei Efshe, Le Goyren, Sheteyoke, Elim Kein, Nitrama, Trume Gdoyle. So that's Taisis Teretz, Atrume Zicher, everyone took care of, before the Goyren was Neka. So Memela Truma was Zichah taken care of, so that's why this Mishnah does not speak about Truma. Nosan li Yeshua, Shahoya Levi. Yeshua was a Levi, Kede Perish Bekuntres. The Kosher, so Taisvis asks, Eich Nosan loy, how did he give Yeshua Maisa? for Konsinu Ezra, Ezra canceled the Levim, not to give them Maisa because they were not Oile to Teretz Yisrael. Vishloime de Sova Lekonas Lanim. He didn't cancel the Anim. But Rabbi Yeshua only Oya, so the Mele, he gave to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, that the Tamazel Levim who are not Anim, those are Knas of Ezra. But Rabbi Yeshua was an Oni, so he gave to Rabbi Yeshua Altsoni, Kedama Bebrochis. How do we know that Rabbi Yeshua was an Oni? Mikoisle Beischon Nika Shepchomiato. When Gamliel visited his house, he was able to see that he was a smith. He was a very poor. So Mamela, that's why he was entitled, after the Knas of Ezra, to take Maisa. Bim Taima, Lomali Nosele Gam Maisa Oni. No, if he wasn't a legitimate Oni, So why did he split up? Because he gave to Rabbi Akiva. He didn't want to give everything to one oni. Can amrin be'eravim anoisin mat noisav l'koyin echad maybe rov loylam. This could bring about a hunger. Inami. Then Taisa is another teretz. Hoyelay v'Rabbi Yeshua masayimzus. In order to be able to be eligible for ma'aser oni, you can't have Masayim Zuz. Masayim Zuz is the minimum tzrochim that one needs for a year. Rabbi Yeshua had Masayim Zuz. Lefikach leilokach ma'aser oni. He wasn't eligible for ma'aser oni. Mikol mokim hayochel likach ma'aser rishon b'teiras ani. Yishev lehoya osher. That means in the knas of Ezra, that Ezra said Levim should not take Maisa Rishain, but only Anoni. We don't have the same guidelines of Anoni for Maisa Anoni. It means if a person is has hard times, he can take Maisa Rishain. He had difficulties in Panos. Well, a man da Oma, there's a man da Oma that says Knosa Lekahanim. He kolamei me the Yoiv like Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva says over there, Mikami Knasa Oyel Alevi Veloy Lekoin. Before the Knas, only a Levi was entitled to take it, not a coin. Labosa Knasa Oyel Af Lekoin. After the Knas, it was Af Lekoin. So the Knas was not that Leviim can't receive, the Knas was this competition. Kahanim could also get. But he gives to Levi also, so that's the second terence. Umekaimai muskeloi, and then he rented out the mokim. Besefek toni miskablu schar zemizem. They gave money. They rented the place. The tema lomaloi hiknaloi hamokim bachalipin. Why wasn't he makta with chalipin? Why did he give money? Why did they make chalipin? V'shemo schiris ain nikne b'chalipin. Maybe schiris is not nikne b'chalipin. That means chalipin could be is only koine something that is a kinyan haguf, that the guf hadava belongs to me. Here the chalipin, schiris is only rights to use yenims. So Toshi says could be chalipin doesn't help for that. The Omar Hosna bring your shtikal rai. It says k'shem she'akarke nikne bekesef ubishtar ubechazoke, kach schiris karke nikne bekesef ubishtar ubechazoke. Ubechalipin, like Tanya, doesn't mention chalipin. So we see that schiris is not nikne bechalipin.